Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, December 3rd, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in again, everybody, wherever you're located, all over the globe, as I know our satellite team is getting the signal out pretty much around the world. And I'm very excited to be here tonight and to share very good information with you. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to Sue and Bob with their segments as well. So before we go to Sue for the teaching that she's found for us tonight, let's pray the call in. Lord God, we just thank you so much that we had a wonderful Thanksgiving and that we're anticipating even greater things happening for us in the very near future. Thank you for your provision, for our health, for just everything that you are and that we are to you and through you. Thank you for Sue and for Bob and the people that are helpful to the big call. Thank you for the satellite team. Thank you for the audience, as I refer to them as big call universe that's out there. Thank you for a wonderful Christmas season, which Bob kicked off tonight with Jesus, Did You Know, Mary, Did You Know, song about her little boy Jesus. Thank you for everything that Jesus means to us, not only Christmas season, but every day of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Sue, this is a very special time for Bob, for me, for everyone else. When we get to hear what you found for us, usually a message is very edifying to us. It lifts us up. It enlightens us. What would you have for us tonight, Sue?
Well, first of all, I want to say how heartfelt your opening prayer was. I'm sure everybody could really feel how your heart was expanded through Bob's selection and just your unity in that. And I want to welcome everyone back. Because, you know, we haven't been together since the last Tuesday. It's been
That's
a whole
right.
week.
It's been a week.
And I want to highlight that. Yep. And I'm going to highlight it with and dedicate this to, oh, shoot, where did I put, who I was going to dedicate it to? I want to dedicate it to all of us and the transformation we're going through. I want to dedicate it to Ken and the healing of his teeth and his wonderful partner, Ms. J.
Yes.
And I want to dedicate it to Karen and the amazing progress she's made in transforming her life, which she says is miraculous. And I want to dedicate it to all the people that have contributed to the new leadership through the pod, and for their beautiful, pure hearts. And finally, and most importantly and deeply, to everything that matters. Joy that will go on forever. God says in Isaiah 61, because you got a double dose of trouble, your inheritance in the land will be doubled, and your joy will go on forever. God doesn't promise that we won't have trouble. Sometimes we'll have a double dose of trouble, more than our fair share. But the good news is that trouble doesn't have the final say. The betrayal, the sickness, or the loss is not how your story ends. God promises that he won't just help you get through it, help you survive it, but God will bring you out with double double the joy, double the strength, double the influence, and double the resources. God makes the enemy pay for bringing the trouble. God says your joy will go on forever. That means the trouble is not permanent. The pain is not permanent. That means the loneliness, the addiction, or the depression is not going to last. God says restoration is coming, new beginnings are coming, abundance, victory, supernatural love, and breakthroughs are coming. The pain is only temporary. The joy will go on forever. You may have been through a lot of pain in the past. Maybe you have things coming against you now, and it doesn't seem as though it will ever change. Get ready. Manasseh, remember how we were talking about Manasseh last week? Is coming. God has something ahead of you that will cause you to be so blessed, so fulfilled, so prosperous, that you'll live out of a place of joy and gratefulness. You'll think, God, you've amazed me with your goodness. You've done more than I ever dreamed. You won't wake up thinking about the haters. You'll wake up thinking about the goodness of God. You won't go through the day bitter because of bad breaks. You'll go through saying, Lord, thank you for your favor. Thank you for what you've done. You won't go to bed wondering if you're loved, but will be held in the deepest love you've ever known. And you will know that the days of feeling that love is beyond you are over. You will lie down in peace, overwhelmed with gratitude, thinking about the greatness of our God and the greatness of love. I talked to a lady who's well known. She was raised in poverty and didn't have a good childhood. Many times she and her siblings didn't have food. Her father wasn't in her life. She was taken advantage of by men. There was a lot of hurt, pain, and abuse. Her mother took her to church each week. As a little girl, going through years of heartache and things she didn't understand, she would tell people, Jesus is my daddy. Against all odds, God opened doors for her and caused people to show her favor and made things happen that she couldn't make happen. Today, she's one of the most influential people in the world. Every time she walks through her house and looks out and sees the beautiful views, she says, Thank you, Jesus. You may not have to deal with anything that difficult, but we've all had things that could steal our joy and cause us to lose our passion and settle for mediocrity. But God is saying to you, the new and beautiful is coming. There's something in your future that's going to erase the pain of the past. God is not going to just bring you out. God is going to vindicate you, restore you, and heal you. That would be good, but that wouldn't make you forget the pain. God is going to do something so out of the ordinary, something so unusual, something that you didn't see coming. When Manasseh shows up, you're going to say, Wow, God, I never dreamed this could or would happen. I never dreamed I would be this blessed. I never dreamed we'd be in this beautiful space, and I never dreamed I'd be this happy. That's our teaching for all of us tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I thought that was a really beautiful teaching to give us all hope. When I say hope, that means to me a positive expectation of something to happen, of something to follow. And our hope is diversified. We have a lot of things that we're all waiting for completion on. And I just think that it's a beautiful concept to go wherever you came from, however you were raised, whether you had much or you were in lack, whether you were poor or that you were well off growing up. All of us have had issues with people, with parents, with teachers, with things that might not have gone well for us. There might have been emotional abuse, physical abuse. It's all across the board. Anything would have been possible. And, you know, a lot of times people say, well, I don't believe in God because why would a loving God allow X, Y, and Z to happen to me or to happen in the world or to have all this? And it's a standard question. And sometimes there's no real good explanation for it except that God allows certain things to happen because just in the case of Job, he said, you know, to Satan, God said, have you considered my servant Job? You know, he was forthright, upright, and good, and this and that. And basically, God let Satan give him illness, take away friends, all kinds of things happened to him. But at the end, like in the teaching that Sue gave, God restored Job twofold. Gave him twice what he had before, and he was a very blessed man. He was righteous and everything, and he never did turn against God. He never did, even though his wife said, curse God and die. His own wife said that. He wouldn't do that. He never cursed God, and God knew he would be strong and take it all the way through to the end, and he blessed him twofold for that trouble that the devil put him through. Now, maybe we're not going through what Job went through. I sure hope not. But some of us have gone through some pretty tough things. But God will restore us from those. And we're about to be blessed financially beyond our wildest dreams. And obviously, listen, it's not about money. Yes, money will help. It will give us temporary happiness, yes. But it's not going to bring you joy. The real joy is what the money will do to help other people, to give to others. That's where we're going to receive our joy. And that's the joy of the Lord. I think the potential for us who have been called for this blessing is immense. We really can do great things with God's help. Doesn't mean we do it on our own. We're going to still need God to take us through issues that will come up. We're not through with problems. God will guide us through. You know, we're going to see. We'll have difficulty. Doesn't mean everything's a bed of roses. But financially, we should be in really good shape. Financially, we're going to have tests. We're going to have more tests and trials with the money, how we deal with it, what we do with it. Are people going to try to take advantage of us? Are, you know, there's so many different things. You've got trust issues that you have to realize with people. Do you trust people? Should you trust these people? Should you not trust anyone? You know, what? How should you use your gift of discernment to discern how to go forward on a day-by-day basis? So that's what I got out of that teaching. That's what it spoke to me, Sue. Thank you for finding it and bringing it to us, because I think it spoke a lot to us. And I hope it did to everybody. Let's see what Bob says about it. Bob, how did this teaching speak to you?
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Sue. This is a great way to start out the month of December. And the regathering of the big call, all of the people that are listening, all the people that listen to the replay by the many thousands of people. It's just going to be awesome, you know, to all go through this next period of time, you know, together, and this time of these special teachings, these blessings are just really awesome. And I love the concept of forever joy. It's like a beautiful promise, like a prayer on the wind. And, you know, people, like in the story that Sue told, it's, you know, some people experience real severe trouble, but nobody escapes it. Everybody has difficulty living on planet Earth. There's, you know, there's trouble everywhere. There's natural disasters of every kind. There's nowhere you can go where there's not natural disasters. There's blizzards in upstate New York. There's blizzards in Michigan. There's hurricanes in Florida. There's tornadoes in the Midwest. Everywhere there's Earth, even with volcanoes and earthquakes. And then there's also our own human selves that can be perceived as just a bundle of trouble. We look around everywhere, and what do we see? We see people aging, dying of old age, dying of sickness. Maybe we ourselves have a sickness. And what do we have to look forward to, being 90, 100, and having sickness and dying? And then, you know, the hardest of all are the relationships. How do we make our way through and get along without having stress from relationships at work or the neighbor or someone in our family? And so it's all there. And I love the promise of the great things that are coming. And I started thinking, you know, maybe what's coming is our very own awakening and the renewal of our faith, and like a homecoming of gratitude, and you know, the final recognition deep in our soul as ourselves, as a child of God, and the recognition of our magnificence and our limitlessness, and we can celebrate our newfound freedom through our own awakening, the freedom from worry, and celebrate our new sight from this awakening. So we begin to see opportunities first and the troubles later. And we begin to have a feeling of this great restoration because we've awakened to God's magnificence. And we can celebrate life and celebrate God and celebrate ourselves.
Beautiful. Ooh, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Well said. I love the way you take the teaching and find something unique and give us a precious gem as you describe what it is the teaching means to you, Bob. Mm. Sue, how would you describe your feelings about what you have said to us tonight through this teaching? How does it minister to you?
I feel like I'm in the Diamond District in New York.
Oi, such a deal.
I just had to have a fun little moment because it's about to get serious. Both of you had so much to just, it's like literally sitting at a table and these priceless, I like what you said, Bruce, about the gems that are laid in front of you. And that's, I think, where we are in the awakening is when you're looking at a diamond, you're looking at the cut, the clarity, the depth,
color.
And that's so much about what this teaching was about. Remember? You know, you'll be joy everlasting. And so I'm going to come out like a diamond cutter. And I think just like what Bob was saying, Bob was showing that to our five senses, to what we can see, to what we know as the objectified world, and how we've been conditioned to perceive our relationship to the conditioned world, it can look like anything outside of us, hurricanes, tornadoes, sickness, relationships, that's outside of us, it's greater than us, how we talk about God. You know, God is giving us this blessing. I think we're on the precipice, here comes the diamond clarity, of realizing, and I like the way Bob positioned it, that it's time for us to awaken, just like it was said, I've said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. John 10:34. And then when Christ says, answering said, for verily I say unto you that whoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his or her heart, but shall believe that those things which you have said will come to pass. That's where we're going to do a little cleanup in Isle Bruce. The whole game going forward is to understand that your awareness, your perception of being the most powerful love, being the most powerful love you can be in Christ, which means being the purest, strongest, clearest perception of awareness. So when you're looking at something and it's not right, you and the people you surround yourself with will have the power to see the truth. Not that it's going to be hard necessarily. You'll catch yourself. That doesn't mean you're not going to grow, but I'm not going to put it in people's heads, just like the teaching didn't. Doesn't mean you're going to be overly idealistic, but choose that whenever you notice something, you can go, oh, I don't need to think that anymore. Because we condition ourselves to not expect to hold our awareness in a clear, pristine place. We're conditioned by all the people around us that aren't really expecting much of their awareness and their oneness with Christ and God. That's really, really, really common. And so it's who you're hanging around and what they're saying, and if there's a lot of noise around, it's like a diamond that has lots of fractures in it. versus the diamond of awakening, the diamond which is in every single person. That's why Christ said that. Ye are gods. Your purity of your awareness is the joy everlasting. So the practice is to have a practice where you're training on what you want to have happen, on believing that the power that you are is so powerful with your thought and emotion that you literally, yes, you're going to have the resources, but you're raising the standard on what you believe is possible through you. That, to me, is the biggest calling of this blessing. The biggest calling is now you're going to have and create this space to let the purity of your highest consciousness in Christ give it the space, give it the attention, give it the love, give it the power to move through you. And that is going to result in a world that is that everlasting joy.
Mm. Well said, Sue. Well said. Those are beautiful, beautiful concepts, beautiful statements. Thank you for your input and your comments on that teaching. I thought it was wonderful, really. Bob's was excellent, as always, and yours was just as strong. Very beautiful. Thank you, Sue. Thank you for bringing that teaching, and thank you, Bob, as well. And I hope everybody enjoyed that as much as we all did. I'm pretty sure they did. So, Sue, before we get into too far along, we do have... See, now we're in a combination time frame, because we never know when our last call will be, whether it will be a Tuesday or a Thursday. And so, being Tuesday night, traditionally, we've called this praise report night, but I'm calling it praise or prayer night. We can take a praise report or we can take a prayer request. I have a prayer request I'm going to give after Sue is done. And in other words, we just don't know. We have to combine prayer and praise. So let's do that, Sue. Okay. Did anything come in for us to bring out tonight?
Yes, I just have to switch technology for a second. Hold on a sec.
No problem.
Don't take long. I wasn't expecting this. Sometimes.
Hopefully everybody had a good Thanksgiving and was safe traveling.
Holding space. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sue.
So our first is from, it's a prayer request.
Okay.
And it's from Laura, and she says, please send a prayer for my family for health problems and financial stress. And so we're going to send this out to Laura, and we're going to let Laura be, because this is such a, for the time being, a lot of people going through it is the way I'll language it. We're going to say to Laura, thank you for letting this stand for your family and for everybody else going through this. Ooh. And we're going to say that for anyone going through stress financially and physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, we see all of you surrounded in the peace of God and Christ, and that's the most important thing for you to experience, is put your hands on your hearts and just feel the steadiness of your heart. and realize that the blood is pumping through your body without you having to do a single thing. And if you can imagine that the light of Christ is moving through your heart and pumping new life, new solutions, drawing everything that you could need, the awareness, the slowing down, the opening to new solutions, it's all in the rhythmic, beautiful flow that's all around you in Christ. So I want everyone, including you, Laura, and your family, to just have a practice of putting your hand on your heart, giving thanks for the solutions. Just feel your heart and say thank you. Thank you, Christ, for healing all of this. And let the divine light bring you a solution that's beyond anything you could imagine, because you slowed down and you became one with that light. And then forever you will know that there's nothing beyond your repair. And you'll know that you're healed forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Another prayer request. Oops. Wrong. Prayer request. Oh, I don't get this right. Hold on a second. Okay. Here we go. Okay, sorry. This is for, our family is taking care of my younger brother who has a rare brain disease and has rectal cancer. He's also registered as an RV person. And so we're going to pray for, I don't see that I have this person's name. Yes, Tanya. Tanya. So we're going to see Tanya understanding that everything that she and her brother and her family needs is available to her by quieting and centering in Christ and feeling all of our prayers surrounding you and filling you. Here's how to help your nervous system understand to get sort of reorganized in the order of Christ's love. Just see your nervous system filled with the light of Christ and breathe in with your heart and your mind and just say peace and thank you for everything being well. And let that guide you to any solution that might come up, whether it's an idea to reach out to someone. You know, you can be active in this as well as receptive. And we see your whole family and everything you need being provided for you, because that is the way of so many who've just opened to receive and then found the next step in front of them, and the solution has been provided by Christ. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to do our praise. Oops, nope.
Okay.
Do it again. So praise, I'm switching screens a lot here. God comes first, Isaiah 25:1. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness, you have done marvelous things. And just remember, God, please remember this. God is inside of you, all around you. God is, you're swimming in God. You're close. Close and far and all of it. First Sunday of Advent, this past Sunday, 12/1/24. Light your wreath. Your first candle is for hope. And pull out your Advent calendars. It's the start of something new. Giving Tuesday, 12/3/24. Every year on Tuesday after Thanksgiving, people take the time to kick off the holiday season by giving back to their community. National Day of Giving, Tuesday, 12/3/24. Take your generosity to the next level, this National Day of Giving. Coats and Toys for Kids Day, 12/3/24. 'Tis the season for giving. Join us in celebrating Coats and Toys for Kids Day. Extraordinary Work Team Recognition Day, Wednesday, 12/4/24. Teamwork is the ultimate flex. The world owes work teams more than we could imagine. That is so true, and we thank all the teams that are working for us. A Prayer for Hope. Lord, I maintain my hope in you, and I hold on to the assurance that what I am praying for is already accomplished in the name of Jesus. Your word promises, no good thing does he withhold from those that walk uprightly. Psalm 84:11. We are thankful for our families, friends, the Big Call platform, all the leaders, millions of listeners, RV, Debt Jubilee, MedBeds, and staying together until the 800 numbers. May everyone be blessed through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Everyone have a safe and blessed week. And that's from our Jeannie.
There's Jeannie. Yeah. Anything else, Sue?
That's it, Bruce.
Okay, I've got one. I've got a prayer request. Came in to me today from my friend Mike, who has been a regular listener to the Big Call for many years. And I'm going to pray for Mike, who has had a hip replacement surgery about 9 years ago, and the joint itself is loosened up, and it's going to need to be redone, a second time. And it needs to be redone, or obviously, if the med bed can happen sooner, he'll be able to get in there, and that'll take care of it. So I'm going to believe for that as well. But I'd like everybody to pray that his pain level would go down, because it's difficult to walk, even stand, or do anything. And he's been a pretty active guy. So, Mike, right now we're just going to lift up your needs to the Lord. I want to thank everyone who will pray with me on this and will lift Mike up. You know, you guys as a team for the Big Call did some amazing things for Tom. And you remember his progress was getting better and better and better. And he's fully recovered in almost every aspect now. He's just right there at the edge of full normalcy. And I want us to do the same thing for Mike. I want us to pray for Mike. As I pray, you guys pray out loud, if you will, and just echo whatever it is I'm saying. Lord Jesus, we just bring Mike and his situation to you with his hip that needs to be rebuilt. We just know that you can help heal and heal this joint and make the pain that he's feeling go away, and give him the assurance that you're there and that you care, and that you care for all of us, but you do care for him in this time, and that we'll have a solution of healing for him. Thank you for everything that you're doing that has worked so far in his behalf, and we thank you for continued progress for him to see a full healing restored in his life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thanks, everybody, and thank you, Sue, for bringing that opportunity up for me to to mention, Mike. If there's nothing else, guess what time it is?
What time is that, time? Bruce?
It is time to get into your segment and see what it
into
is
the,
you would bring to
into
us.
The future, into the Christed into the regenerative future, into the Christed
yes,
regenerative future.
Through the Regenerative Future Network, exactly. Yeah.
Well, just imagine, just before we get started with that, try to imagine who you're going to be and what life on this planet is going to look like. Try to call in your future self for this segment, which isn't going to be that long, but I have some really wonderful goodies, so you're going to want to, eyes are rolling, and I know you know who you are out there. Please get your pen and paper.
Are you talking about B and
yes.
T?
Yeah, and so you can myelinate. So you can myelinate. You can get it deeper into your neural architecture. This is going to be so important. But here's a quote that I just fell in love with, and I have a cool book. Don't surround yourself with smarter people, but with people who are freer in ways that you are not.
Mm.
And that is by Vekantesh, Vekentesh Rao, Rao. And he's the author of a book called Tempo. Very powerful book. You get it on Kindle. And he's into organizational dynamics, decision science. I know that sounds all fancy, but it's really about how we're going to create the Christ lives that we want to. But he goes into how tempo is so important. And I think a whole new rhythm is going to come to the planet. And so I have a special gift around that. So just hold your horses, get those pens out, go scramble, because what I'm about to give, it's a freebie, and you're only going to hear it once. So I'm serious. This is a big deal. I'm going to give you some... I like how setting it up. I want my usual text buddies to give me a 0 to 10 rating on if I delivered or not. Okay, so hold on a second. I want to open up my what I want to bring. Mocking me out. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to read you 3 testimonials. And this is about, and I'm going to deliver something that isn't even in the MedBed 100 package, which is an incredibly comprehensive package. So I'm serious. This is a big deal because I got it from a project that I'm on, and it's not going to get included. It's a one-time thing. Here's what people are saying about the MedBed 100 class, which is 65 different asks that you've never heard of, never thought of, because I've been studying this stuff for really over 30 years, but I say 26, 27 years. And so it's a catalog of all this organic, scientific things that are coming from the most advanced researchers in human potential, biology, quantum biology, interpersonal neurobiology, effective neuroscience, on and on. Here's what people are saying about the package that you get. The MedBed classes are over the top. I couldn't even believe what I got from them. The future is now.
The class expanded and awakened our awareness of what is possible into the not-too-distant future. Sue's knowledge that she gratefully shared was gathered over the past 27 years. She has the knowingness of how to impart to those who are open to receive this divine guidance. We now will walk into the appointment with confidence and radiance of how we will evolve as humanitarians to serve the world. And this is the last one. Medbed class, unexpectedly extreme value. The knowledge gained was much more than the easy physical ailments fix list, but created a much deeper thought process of how I desire to transform and expand me and my entire being. So, what you get in the MedBed 100 is, number one, how you're going to prepare for that interview that's 15 to 20 minutes. So you have your physical ailments that everybody knows, oh, I have this chronic or acute condition. You've got to write those down, and you get told how to do this and how to work with your attention. And then you get directed to go to this list that is about, why would you want to go beyond that? Why would you want to know more about extraordinary eyesight, having multiple intelligences, having athletic skills, having relational skills, having balanced brain chemistry? It lists 7 different categories, from artistic abilities to creative abilities to intelligence abilities to 7 different categories. And we show you how to walk through, and it explains what they are. So you can type it up, you can hand it to them, and you can say, here's what I want to do. That's point number one. You're also going to have a meditation. You're going to hear people going through the class and processing, so you're going to identify. And it turns out that people, even if they're hearing in a group setting, the lasting benefit of being in a group and sharing and getting out of isolation, which is a big thing in the med beds, because people have all this very random, not very scientifically developed, not very research-based. Some of it's good. It's got beautiful heart. I don't want to be critical. I just want to be distinguishing in what this will give you, so you can have very precise, organic, none of this is transhumanist, selection of what you would want to do to be the Christed new human that can help the world. And why? Here's my second tip. Please write this down, especially if you've gotten the MedBed 100 program. So I was talking to a friend, and I said, okay, let's do this. Let's practice speaking our requests as if we're sitting in front of the MedBed operator or going in for our interview, and run a timer. So if anybody thinks that they're ready for the MedBed interview, train yourself. Can you sit, be clear, articulate, and say, this is what I want for my physical health reconditioning. This is what I want for these additional skills that I want. A lot of people haven't even heard that they can ask to be the best singer, the best tennis player, the best skill, whatever, the best humanitarian. They haven't even thought of that. That's in the MedBed program. But if you're going to ask for it, you should practice as if you're sitting in front of somebody, put on your, you know, phone timer, and practice articulating that. Do that tomorrow. See if you can do it in 10 minutes so that people can talk to you for the other 10, or you can go back and forth. 10 minutes. Could you articulate that? If not, you should try to get the kit. It's just 100. And here is the pièce de résistance. I've been working with many people for 9.5 years. I've been doing coaching for 30 plus years. I've seen them all, but in this community, I see one particular trait over and over again. And I know Bob is going to recognize this, and I bet you Bruce will too. Bob, I'm highlighting Bob because he works coaching people. So here's what it is. Spiritual people, and see if you identify with this, spiritual people, athletic sometimes people, very, you know, they like to move around a lot. They have a lot of spirit. They have a lot of energy. Spiritual people, kind of super kinetic people that like to move around and touch things and et cetera, can't sit still, can be what are called neurodivergent. Neurodivergent means sometimes they could be like, I wish that I could see all the lights going on in people's heads as I'm about to roll this out. They can have ADHD tendencies, inability to focus, scattered thinking, have sometimes hard time executing things unless they're under really intense pressure, tend to get distracted easily, don't finish things very well, great starters, poor finishers. Am I hitting anybody's buttons here? Can be a little nervous, dysregulated. Did you know that I'm about to give you how you're going to ask to ignite the creativity? That's great for creativity. I know one person that I'm thinking of, but I can't call him out. But it's like classic that. I choose not to. Very good at creativity, but not so good at focusing. And so here's what you're going to do. Write this down. You're going to say, I have a tendency towards creativity, and I'd like to expand my executive function in a way that integrates creativity and focus, transforming my mind into integrated balance. Creativity and focus. What I've witnessed in the 9.5 years is that the creativity, quick thinking, and innovation that comes with what is sometimes people call neurodivergent or ADHD. I don't like giving labels. Don't walk around with the typical classical labels of these things. But sometimes they have problems with focus and follow through. But what if there was a way to elevate that? Which there is. It's just strengthening your touch the front of your head. That's the pre-front of your, it's called your prefrontal cortex. And it helps you to focus, regulate your attention. But you can do that when you integrate different regions in your brain so you can have all the focus, all that focus and creativity. Can you imagine what would happen to this world if all the right-brainers, and there's a great author, Daniel Pink, who wrote When Right-Brainers Rule the World, must have been 20 years ago, when all that creativity gets focused and you can toggle and control your attention, imagine stepping into a med bed designed not to fix,
but to amplify your strengths while addressing the challenges of a, you could say I'm neurodivergent. Sometimes people said it borders on ADHD, but really what it is you're going to ask them to expand the connectivity between the prefrontal cortex, the hub for your focus and decision making, and the default mode network, I'm getting technical, the seat of creativity and big picture thinking. And if you had a brain scan, you would see as a result of going into the med bed and saying, I have a tendency toward creativity or ADHD, and I'd like to expand my executive function in a way that integrates my creativity with focus. So I have integrated brilliance. Do you realize what we just launched? That one free, and this is me sharing it with, not sharing why, with these people that I work with in neuroscience. And they said, that's brilliant. I said, what if we could get neurodivergent people so they had integrated brilliance? That's my big gift. It's not me, it's all these people I'm around, to imagine people unlocking integrated brilliance, because touch the front of your head, you're going to integrate and regulate that part of you that may be scattered, can't focus for a long time, doesn't know how to concentrate. Imagine all that light being harnessed. If you want to say, okay, this is how you can tell me if you enjoyed this little free segment, or if you want to get the MedBed 100 program while you still... sound like an infomercial. Sorry. Just realize I get a little nervous because I know I'm probably calling a lot of people to get the MedBed 100, and we're going to just do it as soon as they come in. We do it one by one for your privacy. So here's how you get the MedBed 100 program. That's the 65 different things. You just got a big, huge, free, incredibly, radically important for this community one. Send us an email to integratedminds, integrated minds at Hushmail. Put your MedBed 100 and then just put your name, telephone number, and tell us if you have PayPal. You do not have to have PayPal. You just have to be able to put in your credit card with the invoice from PayPal that we'll send you, and you'll be all set. But imagine what you've just done by listening to someone that knows this community so deeply and so well and wants the best and the highest to come through you so that you can focus, so that creativity and innovation is who you're living as, and so Christ in you can be realized at its highest potential. That's what the MedBed 100 program will do. And that's what I'm going to bring for tonight, Bruce and Bob.
Thank you, Sue. Yeah, that was nice. And thank you for tossing out that last part about the interview prior to going in the med bed for 15
yes.
minutes or so. Very important.
Yes, I'm practicing.
That.
I'm practicing it.
Yeah.
Because, okay, can I just say one really quick thing? I just want to be.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's the quick, really quick thing.
Yeah.
Please don't overestimate your ability, because if you don't rehearse it in advance, you're going to get in there, there's going to be a person looking at you, and you won't have trained yourself to be so clear about, you might do the really heavy duty pain stuff, like, oh, I've got really whatever. But when you start going into your dreams or what you really want, unless you've been practicing that a lot, write it down, get clear, commit to that self-love. And that's all I want to say. That's it.
Write it down, bring it in, rehearse it, because you'll forget certain things. And you thought, oh, shoot.
And you've got one shot.
I wish I had told him that I was interested in this. I wish I had told him to make me a better tennis player so Sue can't beat me in tennis. I wish you could. Yeah, I'll be there. Don't worry, Sue. I'll be there.
Yeah. We're going to have people.
Pretty little tennis head, none. Yeah. We'll have some good matches. We'll have some good play. But really, that's a great idea, Sue. Thank you for bringing that concept. And that is not part of the MedBed package, the MedBed 100. So that's a bonus. That's a little bonus for everybody. But that's a really good idea to grab that MedBed 100. It's $100 for two classes, about 3 hours total. And, it'll get you thinking about what you could do, what you can ask for, and certain areas that you haven't even thought of that Sue was mentioning tonight. So thank you, Sue, for that. I appreciate it. Very good, and I think everybody will take advantage of that. And Sue's going to try to get these out as soon as she can and just get the request into her, and she's going to first come, first serve on getting those out. Okay? Thank you, Sue. That's really good. Gets us thinking again. That's good. Where do we go from here, Bob? Here we are, the beginning of December. We're in the month of Christmas and Hanukkah. We made it through Thanksgiving. And we plan to be giving thanks all month long. So it seems to me it's been a week since our last call. We might just have a few testimonials stacking up. And I'd love to hear a few of those and anything else that you would like to bring to us tonight, Bob.
All right. Very good, Bruce. So I'll just tell people first off that we still have ongoing here on the 3rd of December our very best sales of the year. A lot of our best products are on sale right now, including our Boomer Boost and Barley, and also including our starter kits and refill kits, and also our collagen is on sale, 25% off. So is our Good Night formula. So is our probiotics, our lignans. And this is a really great time to go on to the website and check out the products that are on the on sale page. There's a lot of them right now. It fills up three lines of products, and you can get the best prices of the year. Put it onto the subscription program. You can get another 10% off that, plus get free shipping, plus get a free shaker bottle. It's an awesome sale. Then I do have some really cool testimonials, Bruce. This one lady she's really funny. She writes and says, I'm currently experiencing the transformation of what I call my mighty golden Myotrol capsules. The first 3 days I ignored because I thought I felt better. But now, after 3 weeks, I'll tell you, I really do feel stronger and I dare say smarter. I got up a couple of mornings ago and was very stunned at how different I felt. I felt good. No stiff joints and I had to stand up straight and move correctly. I take different doses of Myotrol, usually one in the morning and two at bedtime or vice versa. I love my mighty Myotrol. The fact that she made me smarter. You know, the other day, Bruce, I interviewed Eric Kurtz, the inventor of Myotrol, for a whole hour.
Yep. Oh, cool.
And one of the things I did was I read testimonials like this to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then asked him, after I read the testimonial, could you explain how it is that it's possible, like what exactly was the Myotrol doing that allowed this person to experience this? And one of the main things was experiencing this feeling of getting smarter with better concentration and focus and like that. And he said, it's easy. He goes, it's brain-derived nootropic factor.
Uh-huh.
And it's a nootropic factor that you make lots of when you're younger, and not so much when you get older, but when you take Myotrol, your levels go back up. And he talked about the metabolic pathways, about how it worked. Then here's another testimonial about our dynamic combo, which is the Boomer Boost and Barley together. That's one of the things that's on sale right now. Thank you for all the Boomer sales you guys have going on. It's always something wonderful, and it's a good deal. Boomer Boost and collagen. It makes me feel terrific, and I like feeling healthy, and to know that I'm giving something nutritious. And this tops the cake. It's the best. Thank you, Boomers. And she sent in a picture of herself at the beach with her shades on. Looking all beautiful. Here's a testimonial about Gladiator Barley. What can I say but that your products deliver what is promised? I take multiple products, and I can tell you I run circles around my family and friends. Thank you. And, oh, yes, I really, really love Myotrol. At 81, I can hold my own, living on 17 acres that requires a lot of lifting and bending. Thank you all. This is like the third person. It was an older woman in her 80s talking about using Myotrol and being able to work on her farm.
That's great, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. It is amazing.
Wow.
Yep. So, Bruce, that is it. That's what I have for tonight. As soon as I have the final cut of the interview with Eric, where he's commenting about these testimonials, we're going to send it out in an email to everybody so they can enjoy watching Eric explain how the
testimonials, that's a great idea.
A lot of which, you know, came through the big call. And now we have the inventor of the product giving comments to those testimonials. So it should be really fun.
That is going to be fun, Bob. That's a great idea. I was wondering if you had that as a podcast or how are you going to do it, and you've got it that you can edit that down to a link and put it out and send it out to everybody. That's a great way for everybody to evaluate the inventor, the designer of Myotrol.
Yeah, we have him. We have him on video, and you know, it's his voice, and he spent the whole hour with us. It wasn't all about the reaction to the testimonials. It was other stuff as well. But we're going to make one just about the testimonials so everybody can see them.
That's great, Bob. That's very helpful. I think that's a great thing, and I would look forward to receiving that and listening to that, because I'm a big fan of Myotrol, and as so many good testimonials have already started coming in over the last, two or three months, I'd say?
Yeah, and, about
5 months total. And so how's our supply on Myotrol right now, Bob? Is it still adequate, and do we have a third or a fourth order coming in?
Both. We have a couple months' supply left right now, and we placed two additional orders. One that should be in by the end of this month, and then the other one a couple months later. So we'll have plenty for everybody.
That's great. And a lot of people, I think, are they not putting it on the subscribe and save auto ship program, Bob? People adding that to their auto ship?
Oh, yeah. It's really helpful when you do it with Myotrol, especially if it's the only thing you're taking, because what it does is it gives you an extra 10% off, plus it gives you free shipping, which turns out that comes out to almost $20 savings when you do it that way.
Right.
So a lot of people are doing it. More than half the people that are using it already have put it onto the auto ship program.
Okay, yeah. That makes good sense to me. I mean, the idea of getting the dynamic combo, Boomer Boost and Barley, Myotrol, D3, Good Night Formula. If you're, if you don't stay asleep all through the night, and you end up waking up to go to the restroom or just whatever, and you have trouble getting back to sleep, that's where the Good Night Formula kicks in. And it kicks in to where you just gently go to sleep to begin with, take it about an hour before you plan to sleep, and then if you wake up in the middle of the night, it'll actually help you and you'll get a full night's sleep, sometimes without any interruption, no bathroom break, no whatever. You just sleep right through, and you can get 7, 7.5, 8, 8.5 hours of sleep. And that is a super way to stay healthy. Besides eating right, drinking lots of water, exercising, keeping other things in check. But, yeah, that's a great idea. So I would put, for me, I'd add the Good Night Formula, the D3, all of the things that help us to stay healthy, what we used to bundle as the immune defense bundle, vitamin C, D3, magnesium and zinc, omega-3, all of these. And then, of course, the Myotrol is great for immune defense as well. I take quite a few of these products. I literally take, 14 a day maybe, something like that. Boomer Boost, Barley, Premium Probiotics, Lignans. That's all in the shaker. You can take that. I don't take mine in the morning as much anymore, Bob. I take mine at lunch is when I take that. But I take my supplements first. And then I take the Boomer Boost and Barley and everything a little later when I have something in my stomach to help it. And that's working pretty well for me, really. So what you want to do, guys, is you want to go to the website. How do you get there? You go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And then you'll see a banner at the very top that says Boomers. On the top of our landing page, you click it. It's a direct link into Bob's website. So click and boom. Next thing you know, you're in the Boomers website. And you can see the various products. Bring the drop-down menu down. See the products that are on sale. And go through that and look anything else that you want to see. And down at the foot of the page, you'll see podcasts, you'll see broadcasts that have been archived from YouTube. Quite a bit of information is there. And I think that's a great idea to send out the link for that interview with the designer of Myotrol and the inventor of it. Because there's some amazing testimonials that are coming in from all ages, but what's remarkable are the 80-plus-year-olds, the octogenarians, that are getting great results with Myotrol and seeing more strength and having more energy. And I think that's wonderful. That's what it's all about. So check it out. There's a phone number to call if you have any questions or if you have any questions about the circulation mat. You should definitely call in and ask about it. And the number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And it's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And we're on Eastern Standard Time. And that's really a great way, because you know what? When you're around a bunch of new people, you're traveling, if you're flying, you know, you're exposing yourself to sometimes things that are flying in the air, germs and so on. And you need to defend against that. So use your Boomers products to defend against getting sick and getting some kind of virus, some kind of cold, flu, whatever. You know, it will help you to defeat all of that. And you should be in pretty good shape as a result. Well, thank you, Bob. That was really a great segment. I always enjoy the testimonials. And I love the sale. The sale is great. I took advantage of it today myself and ordered some stuff today. And I'm going to be caught back up here in a few days when it gets here. So thank you again, Bob. All right, let's get into the Intel portion of this, of the call tonight. You know, guys, I didn't want to have a call on Thanksgiving night last Thursday. And as it is, it's a good thing. We actually did get some information over the weekend. So you didn't really miss anything, except we had heard that we would be going any day now. And that is still true. There has been a comment that was put out that I found out about, that said that Bruce doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to contract rates or redemption centers. Well, let me tell you why I know what I know. We have the leaders that we talk to personally at 5 different redemption centers. So we're getting the straight scoop from redemption center leaders. And it's tightened up because they're under brand new NDAs as of last night and today. But when I tell you that there are over 6,000 redemption centers in the United States, you can take it as fact. There are. And that's what the 800 numbers will give you access to through the call centers that work the calls that are the ones we generate with the 800 number. And we'll end up getting transferred directly to that redemption center that corresponds closest to the zip code that we enter when we're calling the call center through the 800 number. We're not going to be using banks. Some of the redemption centers are next to banks, connected to banks. Some are wealth management offices. Some are completely different. But realize this. President Trump has designed this so that those who use the redemption centers would get the best rates, especially on dinar and quite possibly also on dong and some of the other currencies. So Don't say that the redemption centers are not happening and they're not real. They're very real, and they're happening, and that's what we're going to be using. The other thing is the contract rate is a real thing. And no, we don't have to be under a contract to get the contract rate on the dinar. You think I'm going to tell you something about this that's not true? Really, please. Come on. There is a contract rate. I know roughly where it is. I'm not supposed to say what it is, so I won't. But I can tell you it's way better than the front rates and the bank screen rate. It's way higher. And it's because President Trump wants to get the best we can possibly get on the dinar so that we can go go from there and do these projects. So I had to just comment on that and say, look, they are supposed to offer you the contract rate on dinar. If for some reason you don't feel you got that, ask them about that. And no, you don't have to have projects to get the contract rate. Okay? Like, let's say all you have is dinar, and there's some people out there that have been in this a long time, and they bought dinar and quit. That's all they did. They didn't buy dong, they didn't buy zim, they didn't buy rupiah, they didn't buy Afghani, they did not buy the Bolivar from Venezuela. That's going to be a dark horse, Venezuelan Bolivar. So what I'm saying is they should be giving you and telling you that you can have the contract rate on dinar. Even if you're a Zim holder, hey, don't leave it on the table. Don't leave several million or billion dollars on the table. Go ahead and thank them for it. Take advantage of the contract rate. Now, what's really been interesting, I've got to get my calendar in my head right here. Today's the 3rd. We had information that was saying, where am I going to go with this? Okay, what we've heard is that, like I said, a lot of the redemption centers are no longer able to communicate. They have NDAs, brand new non-disclosure agreements, that they've signed effective yesterday and today that limit who they can even talk to. There's some people that have had their numbers removed from their contact list. They're no longer able to talk to certain people that we talk to. And what's interesting is we still managed to dig out some information, you know, that's meaningful to us. And I'm going to try to concentrate and focus on something that I wanted to definitely bring out to you guys. Let me go this way. What's happened in Iraq, and we tend to go back to Iraq because they have been called the linchpin of this, of these exchanges. And so when we go back and talk about what's happened in Iraq, we know from our Iraqi sources that they had a new rate that came out Sunday, a couple of days ago, and that they now have, in the entire country of Iraq, all the new lower denominations, which are like the 5 dinar notes, 10, 20s, 50s, and 100s. They used to have a coin that was 100 dinar. I had one of those. I don't know what I did with it. But all of these notes that we call lower denominations are out throughout Iraq and being utilized. In other words, they've had to change their prices to reflect the lower denomination values. And realize that the rate inside Iraq is a very good revalued rate right now. Now, it's supposed to go up. All rates are supposed to go up tomorrow, Wednesday, on screens in redemption centers and in the banks. But for right now, in Iraq, and we heard this yesterday from one of our Iraqi sources, that President Trump called President Soudani of Iraq and congratulated him on the completion of the financial reform in Iraq. Now, what do we mean by that? We're saying that the lower denominations, the dinar in lower D's is out in the banks, at the ATMs, in the airport, in the shops and restaurants, all the way throughout the country. Now, what else did they do? Financial reforms included the old HCL, the hydrocarbon law, the oil and gas law, because citizens of Iraq are getting a percentage of the profits of oil exploration throughout Iraq. And remember, for a long, long time, Kurdistan was to get X percentage, and they wanted a little bit more, and then Baghdad wanted a little bit, and it went back and forth and back and forth, and they finally settled on the percentage. And my understanding is that now they're settling up and paying out citizens on the oil and gas law, the HCL, hydrocarbon law. And they're paying in newly revalued dinar. So that's cool. It's also interesting that they are, I couldn't get confirmation on this exactly, but I bet they are paying on pensions and military pay and contractors. If there was any that had back pay that was due them, I believe they're settling up with that now. So this is a really good sign. And I think the fact that it's happening now and new rates are coming up on the screens tomorrow, Wednesday, on dinar, dong, rupiah, a lot of different currencies, that bodes well for us. We had heard from, I think, four or five different sources that tomorrow was definitely in play on the 4th, and it might be notifications Wednesday, exchanges Wednesday, or it could be notifications Wednesday, exchanges Thursday on Charlie Ward's Thursday. It could very well be. I can't say it's going to be one way or another, but this is what we're hearing, how close we are right now. That's how close we are. I mean, why are all of these people under super serious, brand new NDAs yesterday and today if we're not that close? You see, they wouldn't be, except we are that close. And I'm excited because the potential...
Good evening, dear Sharon. Sorry.
Sue, you're on the big call right now talking to me.
I know.
Okay, well, Karen, she'll have to talk to you later or on another line. The cool thing is that we're looking forward to moving into this new direction. And I've lost my train of thought temporarily, but I'm going to try to get it back and see if there was anything else I wanted to bring out tonight. I know you guys are ready for this to go. We all are and have been ready for quite a while. This is a time to sort of go through everything, make sure that you have your proof of, well, you're going to need some kind of a ID, like a student ID or a driver's license. A passport would be great with a driver's license. And basically have everything that you need to get ready to go into the Redemption Center. And that typically means that you need to have your utility bill or two that shows where you've been living or where you live now. what am I trying to do? I'm trying to give intel, and I have a perfectly good kitty cat that wants on my lap right now. That's okay. That's okay. You can do that. Maybe this will help me focus. But it's the timing of this going now makes complete sense. You know, it's hard to say if any of this makes sense in some ways, but we know that globally, this whole global currency reset is happening, is going on. We know that President Trump is doing things and trying to take advantage of the situation that he's in, getting ready to be inaugurated. And don't be surprised if something else happens in our favor regarding President Trump prior to the inauguration, prior to that. And it's hard for me to say. I get information, and I can't put that out. But I feel good about that possibility, very good about it. This has been a tough one to try to bring everything that I've been thinking about and rehearsing in my mind together for tonight's call. But I can tell you that we believe we are extremely close. Some of the people have told us, have given us the days, like I mentioned, Wednesday with new rates coming up. The dinar has been on the Forex, has been on the ISX. It's being traded, and it's being used as the currency of choice in the Middle East in about 7 or 8 countries. And it's very, very exciting to see that happening. Very exciting. I'm looking forward to it. Other than that, I think that's everything I wanted to bring tonight, with the exception of I want everybody that hasn't purchased the MedBed bundle or MedBed package. It's 2 nights of calls that Sue did expressly, 2 classes, about an hour and a half each, with 65 different things that could be talked about or used in your MedBed experience. And she gave us a great idea tonight as far as rehearsing what it is you want to do or have done to your mind, in your body, whatever has been wrong or ill and needs repair. All those things can be handled in the MedBed, and they're coming very soon. So I would suggest that everybody that hasn't subscribed or didn't take the class, and there are quite a few that did, but if you didn't take it, this is a great time to get it as a recording of those 2 recordings. Okay, and all you need to do is send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and request the MedBed package 100 or the MedBed 100. So MedBed 100 is $100 for the both of the classes, and that way you'll be able to listen to those and write down the ones that make sense for you, the ones that you would want to do and take advantage of, and I guarantee there'll be things on that call you have not even thought about. I've been thinking about it for a while. I've got a pretty good list, but I bet I don't have everything that Sue talked about in that MedBed class. 2 classes. So you'll get those. Just put in the subject line MedBed 100, okay, and send it to integrated, integrated, minds is minds, at hushmail.com. And put your phone number and name in the body of your email. And she's using PayPal You don't have to have a PayPal account. If you do and you want to pay with PayPal, you can do it. But she's going to get an invoice that's created through PayPal for you to plug your credit card numbers in, and she can be paid that way, $100. So that's a great deal on something that could radically change your life. And those med beds are coming out as soon as we start exchanges. They're available. They're waiting until exchanges start, and then we'll be able to go. And it is by referral. In other words, if you have somebody that you want to get in, especially if they're a ZIM holder, especially if they have dire need, they move to the top of the list. And that's going to be very helpful for a lot of people. So I want everybody to do that, and I want everybody, see, we never know if this is the last call that we're going to do publicly on the big call. We never know. Today's Tuesday. We may or may not have a call Thursday, depending on what happens tomorrow and Thursday. We could do it, but it might be a celebration call. We might have numbers and we've been asked to put the numbers out, if we get them, live on the big call. And I'll be prepared to do that if we get them and have a call. So just a heads up on that. That's what I wanted to talk about tonight. But make sure to take advantage of that and take advantage of the best sale on Boomer's products of the year that is still available now. So grab that and pick up whatever you think you would need to help your immune system at this time of year or any time of year. But, this way you're not going to, you do your best not to catch a cold. You won't get a flu. You won't get anything. And you should be healthy through the Christmas season. With the temperature changes, all the snow, and if it goes back and forth, things happen. It's hard to be completely healthy throughout the year unless you help yourself. Help yourself with some of the sale items that Bob has at Boomer's, okay? Well, please do that. Check that out. Now, I'm going to go ahead and pray the call out, and then we'll thank everybody. Before we do, we'll thank Sue, thank Bob, thank GCK, Great Creative Kendall, and thank Jeannie, Pastor Scott, and the satellite team, or the SAT team as I call them, for getting our signal out throughout the globe, piggybacking on the Starlink satellite system. And thanks everybody that's in Big Call Universe that's listening to our call throughout the globe and maybe beyond. So we just want to say we appreciate you and your faithfulness. Many of you have listened for quite a number of years. We've been in this 13 years now, and I think that's hopefully as long as we need to do the big call. But if you haven't registered your email on bigcalluniverse.com, be sure to do it so you get the email that we send out with the toll-free numbers on them. Okay? So that's something you can do if you haven't done it. If you've already done it, we've got it. We've got you. But we also plan to put the toll-free number on the landing page of bigcalluniverse.com when we get them. So you'll have that way, or you'll have the email, and I'm sure the number will be out on the blogs either way. All right? So you guys have a great night and a great day tomorrow. Let's see if something pops for us tomorrow. It may be on Thursday, but we'll see when that is. And we'll be ready either way. All right? Well, thanks, everybody. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you for healing Mike. Thank you for healing Laura and the family. Thank you for anyone that has financial needs. Thank you for providing for those needs right now, Lord God. Thank you for doing that and keeping us healthy as a people. Thank you for Big Call Universe, and all of the listeners that we have. Thank you for blessing them all and bringing this beautiful blessing in to fruition so that we can realize it's not our money, it's your money. We're just stewards of it. Help us to do the right thing and blessing people around the globe with it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, guys, have a great night. We'll talk to you when we talk to you. Could be by email, so keep an eye on your emails.